Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry in advance.
Something's going to happen. I don't know what's up.
Sorry in advance. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes, Cinto Crunch!
Maybe the last time you ever eat it.
Oh, I know. Remember the video I saw? My son would need it for about a year and a half because it's got something in it. What?
Oh, there's something in it. This just happened. This is on TMZ. A guy named Jensen Karp, he's a writer, producer, claims he had a disgusting morning breakfast sesh yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He posted pictures of what he found inside his new box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
Shrimp tails, Kirk.
Oh, okay.
Two shrimp tails.
All righty.
So he asked and officially tagged CTC's Twitter account, and he said, he showed the picture of the shrimp tails in his hand.
How'd that happen?
And they said, after further investigation, this is Cinnamon Toast Crunch Twitter, with our team that closely examined the image, it appears to be an accumulation of the sugar that sometimes can occur when ingredients aren't blended. We assure you, there's no way that's shrimp. He responded, okay, well, after further investigation with my eyes, these are cinnamon-coated shrimp tails, you weirdos. I wasn't all that mad until now you try to gaslight me. So they apologized. They said, hey, we're going to get you a new box.
A new box. And you might not want a new box.
So he's apparently... it's Danielle Fischel, who the star from Boy Meets World. Will know who it is.
Will knows all that stuff.
Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga.
Topanga.
He's married to her. He did not accept this answer. He's like, no, these are shrimp tails. Then he dug in the box further, Kirk.
Shrimp.
And he found a small piece of dental floss.
Oh, no.
And tiny specks of black gunk on some of the cereal.
God.
He said, how many of these squares have black marks and some are dyed red? And yes, I ate a whole bowl before noticing this.
Some
people on the internet theorized it could be mouse rat droppings, which opens up a whole other can of worms. It makes everybody really sick.
Shrimp.
Jensen said he's heading back to Costco where he bought the cereal to get some answers, and he's waiting for General Mills. Now, General Mills...
Wow.
Just now, 11:30 in the morning, got back to TMZ, and it says they're saying whatever the guy discovered in the box did not happen on their watch or on their grounds. A rep said, while we were still investigating this matter, we could say with confidence this didn't occur at our facility. We're waiting for the consumer to send us the package to investigate. Any consumers who notice their cereal box or bag have been tampered with, such as clear tape that was found in this case, contact us. So then he found tape.
Looks
like somebody opened it, maybe, and taped it back up.
I'm on team peel and eat. You know what happened? Somebody was having lunch at General Mills, allegedly. I'm just thinking out loud. And sometimes things get mixed up. Threw a couple shrimp in with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and it got into a package, and this is where we are now.
Well, but like I said, there was tape on the back.
So somebody opened it up, stuck it in, and taped it back up.
Could be. And he said, update, my wife has a stronger stomach than me. She checked the other bag in the family pack. It was a pack of two.
Yeah.
Costco, you know. And that one was the one taped up and has dental floss. You know, we've always seen those stories where there's like, you're probably eating some spiders and bugs and blah, blah, blah. Just, it gets in there. And that does, I always get freaked out when I eat a can of soup. That's when my brain always remembers that story and goes, I wonder how many bugs I'm eating. But you live, it's fine.
You don't see them.
It's not going to kill you. Yeah, you just eat it. But this is rough.
To have eaten a bowl and then find some shrimp?
Yup.
Oh! He gets more than a ball, new box.
Yeah, right?
Monetary.
I don't want any more of your cereal.
Hook me up.
You could never eat comfortably after seeing that particular cereal.
No.
It's like when you get sick from tequila and then you're like, I can't do tequila anymore.
It's not quite the same.
I once had a big old handful of almonds in my mom's house.
Yes.
Crunch, 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 then looked down.
Yes.
Maggots.
Yes.
My mom was in the room.
Yeah.
And I ran and I spit it right on the floor and she goes, the sink was right there. You couldn't go to the. I'm like, there were maggots.
Yeah, you gotta
in my mouth.
You gotta hurl that out as soon as you can.
Being on Fear Factor, living in her home.
My new thing is taking, I like to get the bulk raisins and the bulk salted, roasted sunflower seed kernels. And I'll take some raisins and then I'll put the sunflower seeds on top of the raisins. Then I'll shake my hands up like I just won an award or something. Yeah. And I mix them up real good and then I throw them in my mouth like that.
Getting
all kinds of
tails and the dental floss in there.
I'm getting all kinds of bugs. Wings, dead leg, cricket legs.
Yeah. Crunchy crunch.
Boom, boom.
Disgusting. Shrimp tails found in Cinnamon Toast Crunch. This was posted on Twitter by Jensen Karp, who's married to Danielle. What's her name?
Danielle Fishel.
Fishel. She had her own little talk show. She had her talk show. She was on Boy Meets World. And, somebody's saying it's BS. They're on hold.
Sounds a little fishy to Brian in Hampstead. Hey, Brian, what's up, bud?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good. What do you think?
So, I work in the food industry, and I can't say who I work for or know the people at General Mills, but unless someone willfully put that shrimp in there, then I'm calling baloney.
Yeah.
Like, there's almost no way you can sneak something like that into a product unless someone is willfully tampering with it.
Well, remember the end of the story, there was tape found on the bag.
There were two boxes, though, right? Two bags?
It was a family pack, so there was two bags in one box, and one of the bags had tape on it, so it looks like it was tampered with. But the picture of the shrimp tails, they are completely coated in cinnamon and sugar, so it does almost look like it went through the line, you know, or it was just marinating in that bag for so long when it was wet and it got coated, but they were in there for a while. But yeah, I think somebody put it in after the fact, seems like.
So, Brian, there's no chance that somebody pulled a prank. They were in their white lab coat getting the Cinto Crun, you know, going down to the assembly line and threw a couple of shrimp in from lunch?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't happen because it is a crime.
Okay. And nobody would commit a crime.
Well, then a crime was committed. Yeah.
Well, shellfish is considered one of the major food allergens by the FDA and USDA. So to throw that in there is a pretty serious offense because you could kill someone.
Yeah, you could, like peanuts.
Right. Yeah, shellfish allergy.
Yeah. Brian, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
Mm. Somebody said eating M&Ms from a jar at my friend's house. We get down towards the bottom, notice a whole boatload of mouse poop. Oh boy.
A boatload. I love that. That's more than a little bit. A boatload.
Uh-huh. Boom, boom.
Remember a few days ago when we did the Cinnamon Toast Crunch story?
How could I forget? That thing's everywhere. But yeah. This is where I heard it first.
That's right. Jensen Karp is the name of the guy, and it looks like this saga isn't going to end anytime soon. I thought I'd give a little update on a couple of stories we've done. First, the biggest blunder came from General Mills. Their PR team, it did feel like they were sort of gaslighting the guy. They were like, that's not what you see isn't what you see, you know?
That pissed them off.
And they're like, it's just some sugar, but you know what a shrimp tail looks like. Oh, just to refresh, he was eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and in the bowl was sugar-coated shrimp tails. Then he inspected another bag. It was a family-size bag with two bags in it. The other bag was taped, had tape on it.
Yeah.
Had dental floss and black things on the actual cereal. So it wasn't just the shrimp tails coated in cinnamon and sugar.
Yes, and he ate a bowl. He had eaten a bowl and then found this stuff.
A few DNA testing companies have offered to analyze what he found in his cereal and determine once and for all if they are really clumps of sugar, like the company sort of guessed, or shrimp tails, rat poop, whatever it was, dental floss, which we know what dental floss looks like. Then, and just think about if it's used.
I know, yeah. And
nasty.
Why wouldn't it be? Well, who would stick
fresh
dental floss in there?
The nasty stuff that's been in your teeth. So he then shared email exchanges with a company who asked him to send the cereal specimens directly to them so they could analyze it. And then they encouraged him to take them to local authorities if he wanted to. I would definitely do that. I don't want to trust the company going, well, just like we said, it was cereal.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Or send them half of one and you keep the other half and do your own research.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good idea. And see if we found the same result.
So where are we now? That's is he going to send it in, or Cinnamon Toast going to give him money?
Let's see. I mean, right now, that's where they stand. They said you can send it to us or get it tested. Yeah.
What does that do for the brand? I wonder if they notice a hit.
Oh, I bet. Do you want to buy it right now?
I don't know, Marianne. Because
it's your favorite.
I don't think I've ever eaten a bowl. It looks good, but I had moved on from cereal by the time that my son started eating Cinto Crunch, and I'm lactose intolerant. I blow a room up a couple hours after eating a
bowl
of cereal.
What about if you use lactate free?
Well, you mean, yeah, I could do that probably, but that's no fun.
Well, it tastes just like regular milk.
Yeah. And I may. I was doing that for a while and I forgot. I've been buying 2%.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah, I can light up the night after eating a bowl of cereal. So I stopped. My son was eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch for a while. Then, like I said, there was a friend of mine sent me something on Facebook, said, if you eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch, make sure you watch this video. And there were supposedly some ingredients in there that were like in paint thinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Small amounts. Delicious, but small amounts.
Well, that's kind of funny. There was a viral TikTok video or whatever, and a woman said, what was it? She goes, look at the ingredients of this everyday thing that we all eat.
Yep.
And she analyzed all of them. She goes, this ingredient, I don't know the names of them.
I know.
This ingredient causes cancer.
I know.
This ingredient, da 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 da. And she goes, do you want to know what this item is? A peach. That's right. A lot of things in our fruits have scary names and in large quantities can cause cancer, but it is still. So she said, like what you're saying,
I made,
maybe a little bit of paint thinner is not that bad.
You know, I made the mistake of showing my son the video, and then he was like, I don't want any cinnamon. That was a year and a half ago, but he's been eating Cinnamon Toast
right,
Crunch.
You forget about it, right?
Yeah. I don't
know. Well, same with alcohol, too. I mean, technically, alcohol of any kind is a poison. It's
yeah.
Like no different than, you know, rocket fuel.
In moderation. You know, a couple drinks a night of rocket
fuel.
But
we do all these things to be healthy, and then we put nasty poison in our body for fun.
I'm not sure about this Cinnamon Toast Crunch thing. Listen, sugar can clump up at the bottom. Somebody tampered with the bag.
Yeah, there was tape on the bag. For sure it was tampered with. That has to be the conclusion they'll come to, because somebody called in and said, I worked, you know, or they used to work for General Mills, and there is just no way that anything could end up on the lines. But it does feel like it was somebody's lunch, you know?
Yes.
Shrimp, floss after your shrimp.
If I'm General Mills, I'm looking around. Who's messing with my products? You know, you're dragging
me
through the mud.
Well, they could probably find out from the box what area it came from.
Oh, I'm sure they could.
Company, so
they could zero in exactly where that. You could probably see who was on the line when it was made that day.
Right.
I think it was
cameras
aftermarket. Somebody did the bottom of the box, jimmied that bag a little bit, stuck something in there. Scott from Scarrow's Point, welcome back, Scott. What's up, bud?
What's going on, guys? Hey, Kirk. I just wanted to tell you, man. I have the same issue with milk.
Yeah.
You really should try rice milk. You know, lactose milk, I don't really care for it because it just has a horrible flavor with cookies or cereal or anything else.
Yeah.
But rice milk is like drinking the milk after a bowl of cereal. That's what rice milk naturally tastes like. It's a sweet.
Same with oat milk. Have you ever tried oat milk?
I've never tried oat milk. I tried
so
the rice milk. It blew my mind. I haven't moved from rice milk.
I think your mind is going to be blown even more if you try oat. If you like rice milk, I've had that. It's thinner than oat.
Hey, almond milk says, what about me?
Almond milk's too expensive for my blood.
Rice milk it is.